Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Ever feel like your life is one giant, never-ending yes factory? Like you're constantly juggling a million things, pleasing everyone, and running yourself ragged? Yeah, me too. But trust me, saying no more often isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. Today we're diving deep into the power of boundaries, those invisible lines that define what we accept and what we don't, because setting healthy boundaries is like giving your mental health a much-needed spa day. Okay, so let's talk about why boundaries are so crucial in today's world. It's crazy how much pressure we feel to constantly be on, available, and responding to every single thing thrown our way. From social media to work emails to the ever-present ping of notifications, it's like our brains are wired for overload. But listen up, boundaries are your mental health superheroes. They help you reclaim your time, energy, and sanity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home uninvited, right? Boundaries are those same lines, but for your mind and emotions. First up, boundaries. Define what's acceptable behavior towards you. That means saying no to things that drain your energy, respect your time, and set clear expectations with people in your life. If someone consistently disrespects your time or needs, it's okay to gently but firmly let them know that their actions are not okay. Next, boundaries help you protect your emotional well-being. Ever find yourself feeling drained after talking to a certain person? Maybe they're always complaining or bring up negativity. It's perfectly valid to create distance from those types of interactions. You deserve to surround yourself with people who lift you up, not drag you down. Remember, taking care of your emotional health is non-negotiable. Here's another biggie. Boundaries set the stage for healthy relationships. When you establish clear expectations and communicate your needs, it fosters mutual respect and understanding. It's like building a foundation for a strong connection. Imagine trying to build a house without a solid base. It wouldn't last long. Now, let's talk about boundaries in the digital world. Social media can be a double-edged sword, right? It's great for connecting with people, but also a major source of comparison and FOMO. Setting boundaries around your social media usage is key. Maybe it's limiting your time each day, unfollowing accounts that bring you down, or taking regular breaks from the constant scrolling. You got this. Finally, remember that setting boundaries takes practice. It's not always easy, especially if you're a people pleaser like me. But with time and effort, it becomes second nature. Start small. Maybe decline an invitation that doesn't excite you or politely say no to a task at work. Each time you assert your needs, you're strengthening your mental muscles. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Picture this. You have a friend who constantly calls you late at night, even when you've explicitly told them that you need quiet time before bed. You try to be understanding, but their late-night calls are disrupting your sleep and making it harder to focus during the day. This is where boundaries come in. It's perfectly okay to have a conversation with your friend and explain how their late-night calls are impacting you. Maybe suggest alternative times for phone calls or text them instead. You deserve to have your needs met, and setting boundaries allows you to do just that. It's not about being controlling or shutting people out. It's about creating a healthy and respectful dynamic in all your relationships. So, remember, saying no is not selfish, it's self-care. Setting boundaries is an act of love towards yourself and those around you. By establishing clear expectations, protecting your time and energy, and prioritizing your well-being, you're paving the way for a happier, more fulfilling life. Head over to our website or social media to share your thoughts. what are some boundaries you've set that have made a positive difference in your life? And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Until next time, keep rocking those boundaries and prioritizing your well-being.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.